It's amazing and shocking how anti-Semitic supposedly tolerant university students have become.
University students have become so anti-Semitic that they don't just support Hamas, they're calling for the destruction of Israel and the Jews.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Our educational system has not taught students to think critically for themselves by hearing both sides of an issue, but has been indoctrinating impressionable students to believe whatever they're taught without even hearing the other side. Within a month after Hamas massacred innocent unarmed civilians by slaughtering, torturing, kidnapping, and raping girls as young as 10 years of age before murdering them, the news media has turned from these atrocities, including incinerating infants in their cribs, to calling Israel aggressors and Hamas victims.
That's right. Within a month, the news media completely flipped the focus to where Israel is now the aggressor and Hamas are the victims. They've got it totally backwards, upside down.
So Israel is seen as the aggressors for retaliating and just defending themselves. Students haven't been taught to think critically, just parade their ignorance in protesting on campuses around the country with hundreds of student organizations. One of the founders of Hamas is Mossab Youssef, who has actually turned against Hamas because he sees Hamas's motivation is from their religion of hate against Israel and Jews.
Israel is not what Mossab Youssef was indoctrinated to believe it was, but it's a country that resisted blowing all the Palestinians off the map by atomic bombs.
That's right. Instead, Israel's purposely tried to save civilians. But students are not taught both sides. They're like pawns, useful idiots to further and fuel hate for Israel and against Jews. Here's Mossab Youssef.
They should be all exterminated.
All right.
And their kids, their mothers, their children, just like Hitler.
Thank you.
To all those students, I say that it's very disappointing to see Americans supporting Hamas and thinking that Hamas is a cool thing. While Hamas does not respect any of those followers, while those followers don't know that Hamas would torture them and massacre them with no mercy, they call them useful idiots. They don't know that Hamas is a dark black hole.
You have no idea what you're talking about. I am being emotional. I have right to be emotional because I speak on behalf of the children. As a Palestinian child,
majority of people lack purpose. They want a cause. And without a cause, they don't exist.
That's right. Without a cause, they don't exist. Young people are idealistic and need a cause, a purpose for their lives. So they see the Palestinians as victims needing their help instead of people who support the murderers who massacred innocent Israeli civilians. The Israeli military is going against the Palestinian army, not their innocent civilians. Israel is not targeting civilians, and they're going to great lengths to avoid killing civilians by dropping millions of leaflets warning them to leave areas that will become bombed.
On the other hand, Hamas hides behind civilians and uses them as human shields to protect themselves, and they hide hostages under hospitals in tunnels.
Genocide is Hamas, Iran, and Hezbollah, and Islam itself, stating that their purpose is to kill every Jew on earth as they targeted unarmed civilians on October 7th, slaughtering innocent people. Here's Mossab Youssef saying that if terrorists aren't finished, they will continue to kill Jews.
It sounded romantic. From the rivers to the sea. From the river to the sea means literally to ethnically cleanse the Jewish people and their state.
Ethnic cleansing sounds like Hitler's attempt at genocide, which killed more than 6 million Jews during World War II. And it's the same satanic force that's behind Islamic attempts to wipe Israel off the map.
Mossab Youssef's father, like many other Muslim parents, wanted to sacrifice Mossab's life for the cause of Islam in their holy war to kill Jews, right?
Well, this is practically what he did. When he had to choose between the cause and his own son who saved his own life. In fact, I sacrificed everything to save his life. And my reward was to be shunned. And he publicly stated that my blood is allowed.
In Islam, Allah wants fathers to sacrifice their sons for Allah. But the true God, our Heavenly Father, sacrificed His Son, Jesus Christ, for us to save us from sin and hell.
It really is a religious war. Satan's Islam against God's people, Israel.
The Muslim belief system has a fundamental problem with the Jewish people. From a personal experience with the Jewish people, all I saw, the most amazing, most productive, and most successful nation in the world that don't harm anyone else. So why the Muslim people hate the Jewish people? They don't have a reason except the ideological reason.
When you consider how Israel transformed a dry, desolate desert into a productive, fertile land that feeds much of Europe, it's amazing when you consider the inventions by the Israelis in medicine and medical devices that benefit all mankind. In this tiny nation of just 9 million people, think of this, just 1% of the world's population, Israel, has won 20% of the Nobel Prizes.
Israel, with just 1%. 1% of the world's population has been awarded 20% of the Nobel Prizes.
If Muslims laid down their weapons, there would be peace. If Israel laid down their weapons, there would be no more Israel.
Some people hear about Hamas or they see an avatar of a Hamas fighter carrying a rifle, a freedom fighter, and they think it's a fancy idea, you know, to support such a monster. This is why I call them idiots, absolutely idiots, because they don't know what they are supporting. They are supporting a monster that has been hijacking an entire society and endangering the entire Middle East, pushing the world towards a global war. Instead of condemning such a monster, that this is not only enemy of Israel, it's enemy of civilization. So when I see protesters on campuses like Harvard, of course I was outraged. I am still outraged. What's happening is insanity. Those pro-Palestine people need to go to a mental asylum.
It's true. It is insane to support Palestinian terrorists pushing the world toward a global war instead of condemning the evil monster that it is.
Just look at the horrors that the Nazis did that pushed the world into millions of deaths during World War II. What kind of people would put innocent civilians into gas chambers?
Exactly the same kind of people who would put little babies into ovens and incinerate them alive. It's the same demonic spirit that committed the Holocaust of Jews during World War II.
Why do naive American students rally in support of Hamas and they're against Jews and against Israel?
On the Dr. Phil Primetime TV show on Merritt Street Media, Dr. Phil asked a couple of American Muslim students why they supported Hamas.
Joining me now are seniors from the University of Michigan, Selma and Zainab. What do you think Israel was going to do when Hamas cuts a hole in the fence and comes over the top and kills 1,300 people? What did you think they should have done?
I think they have every right to go in combat with Hamas, but I don't think they have the right for 92% of the death count to be civilians.
If they burn an infant in a crib, do you see that as a moral equivalent to a collateral death from a bomb being dropped as an act of war?
Israel has explicitly targeted civilian areas that have been marked as civilian areas. Israel has the registry for every person in Gaza.
And if that's where the enemy is hiding, do they have a right to attack them?
No, they do not have the right to kill tens of thousands of civilians as they're trying to target Hamas.
All right, hang on. Masab Youssef, he was indoctrinated from the moment he was born to hate Jews and to believe the state of Israel should be targeted. What do you have to say about what these two are saying?
If Hamas think that the West, at least, does not support them, their lifespan would be a lot shorter. Those are the true enemies of the Palestinian children. And I speak on behalf of the Palestinian children because I am one of them. And I lived the pain of the Palestinian children. So don't think that it does not break my heart to see all that. But I can only be angry against the cause that led to the death of those children.
Hamas, however, is not the end-all be-all of Palestinian militant groups or resistance. We know that all forms of hatred exist within the same plane of white supremacy and power structures.
Did you hear what this university student said? She said, "We know that all forms of hatred exist within the plane of white supremacy and power structures?
She's just parroting the words that she's been taught by university professors so that somehow she sees all forms of hatred are within white supremacy. This sounds very racist to link Israel with all forms of hatred because somehow they're white supremacists. They're not white supremacists.
She'd probably get an A+ from her racist professors, though, for uttering such nonsense.
Evil exists in the heart of all men, as Jeremiah put it so well in Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Evil is not white supremacy, but it's inherent in the hearts of the whole human race.
Her generation has no standard to differentiate between good from evil, and she goes to a college in America that's brainwashing her.
So to be pitted against each other, as we have, is very frustrating and also misrepresentative of exactly what we're about.
How do you keep saying it's misrepresented? The fact that I don't agree with it, and you say apartheid, I don't agree with that.
Why don't you agree with facts?
I do agree with facts. I don't agree with your spin on reality. You say freedom for all.
I do.
And that there's no anti-Semitism among your heart, but I don't think that's what you experience on campus all the time from everybody involved, is it?
I have had people who have come up to me and told me that Israel does not have a right to exist as a country, which I don't agree with. Jews had nowhere else to go, especially after the Holocaust. And I think referring to the land as a colonial state denies Jews that history to the land and denies Jews the right to live there.
Also joining this conversation is Joseph. He's a student at the University of Texas in Austin who says he decided to support Palestine when the U.S. government backed Israel in the conflict. Joseph, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
Now, you're concerned that Israel is targeting civilians.
Yes.
You are aware that the IDF made 20,000 calls, dropped 1.5 million leaflets, and sent 4.4 million texts and 6 million voicemails warning Palestinians that they were getting ready to bomb that. That's a very unusual tactic in war, is to tell everybody what you're getting ready to do. How is that targeting civilians when they warn everybody with 20 million messages, we're getting ready to bomb this area. If you're a civilian, get out.
How are these people who don't have food, water, medical supplies getting these messages or these leaflets whenever the infrastructure to get the leaflets and the messages to them is broken?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because a leaflet is pretty hard to not get when they fly over and drop those leaflets. You don't need much of an infrastructure for that. And they also have provided something that enemies never do, which is food and water and medical supplies and support, which are all stolen by Hamas, who Palestine has elected as their leadership. But they are all living in Qatar with a billionaire lifestyle. Rather than being in Palestine, where are they getting all of that money? They're getting all that money because they're stealing all of the aid that is coming to the Palestinian people.
You see, Dr. Phil, they are being stolen, but they're not being stolen. They're being withheld. But what you can't misconstrue are numbers. As of 2 days ago, 25,000 Palestinians were killed.
Listen, there were 2 million Germans killed in that conflict. Are you saying that that means that the Germans were right and the Brits were wrong based on headcount?
Oh, definitely not.
Well, then how do you use that as a logic in that there are more people killed in Gaza than in Israel?
Because you're equating Palestinians to Hamas.
That's like saying it's not the fault of the whole Palestinian people, so Israel should just go after those few Palestinians who attacked Israel.
That's equivalent to saying it was just a few Japanese pilots who attacked Pearl Harbor, not all the Japanese people, so just go after those pilots.
Not all Germans were Nazis, so just go to war with those who were in the Nazi party. It's crazy.
The charter of Hamas is to eliminate the Jewish race, beginning with Israel, but not stopping with Israel, wiping them off the face of the earth. Is that true?
True, but it does not end there. Now we have the problem of the pro-Palestine, who are actually given Hamas cover. They are participants in the crime. In fact, I personally don't differentiate between Hamas and what so-called Palestinians, because actually there is no Palestinians. There are tribes. There is a tribe of Hamas, and there is the tribe of the Islamic Jihad, and each one has different interests. If they they did not have Israel as the common enemy, they would kill each other. This is the reality of what so-called Palestine. You don't know what Palestine is. Actually, in fact, you really lack the authenticity to represent the case. You are helping Hamas to prove it to the world that Palestine depends on the destruction of the state of Israel. This is not acceptable, and we are not going to agree to it. And I tell you something, for the next 10 or 20 years, the Palestinian people will pay the bill that Hamas caused today, and most likely in blood.
To you, Hamas and Palestinian are the same, they're one and the same.
After October 7, yes, there is no difference.
Really?
The vast majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas.
Really?
This is a fact proven by statistics and your silence now. You cannot even condemn Hamas and say that what they did on October 7 was an act of a savage group. You don't have that power.
Said I condemn.
On what authority do you speak? You only speak on the authority of Hamas propaganda.
No, why do you say that I'm speaking on the authority of Hamas propaganda?
Because if you were a decent human being, you can say that the thousands were killed on October 7. That was a crime against humanity. It was a genocide.
When you guys are trying to say that we are calling for the eradication of the Jewish people because we're Muslim or because that is in our charter and in our belief and misconstruing our holy book and saying that we're calling for the death of Jews, when we have not once ever said that and we have openly stated that a liberated free Palestine means the safety of the Jewish people as well.
These naive Muslim university students say they have not personally called for the death of Jews. But those people who support the atrocities of Hamas are like accessories to the crimes of Hamas. The Charter of Hamas says they want to eliminate the Jewish race, and they believe the myth, the propaganda, that the land of Israel, from the river to the sea, will be neutral and free, and everyone live happily together in Never Never Land. No, it's calling for the eradication of Israel, exactly what Satan's tried to do since Israel became a nation.
That is inaccurate, and that is trying to mislabel and misrepresent the Palestinian nation.
That is what Hamas has made very clear. From the river to the sea.
No, from the river to the sea means you have the Jordanian River, the Mediterranean Sea, the land in between is free. Everyone in between is free. I am not going to allow you guys to try and use Hamas's words and say that's my word.
I'm not saying those are your words. I'm saying that Palestine has elected Hamas as their leader.
Because Hamas is a creation of Israel, and we know it to be a militant group that's unsustainable.
That's
and has
false.
It's true.
That's Israeli your narrative. You cannot convince someone who was born in the Hamas leadership.
It's objectively true. They literally said it themselves.
You can convince
that's
everyone
okay.
else.
Okay.
I am not buying this, and I'm not buying your from the river to the sea.
So we're trying
from
to
the river to the sea. Is a genocide call against Israel. So please don't sugarcoat it.
It's like these students are morally incapable. They're unable to make clear, absolute moral judgments.
And when I ask you if what happened on October 7th is something you condemn, and you say, well, you have to look at that by looking at hundreds of years of conflict. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's either right or it's wrong, and it was wrong, and I don't need 100 years of conflict to know it was wrong.
The fact of the matter is, why did Hamas take away innocent life? Why was Hamas funded?
Let me tell you something. When somebody comes over a fence mm-hmm. and goes into someone's house mm-hmm. and burns their infant mm-hmm. in its crib, I don't give a damn why they did it. It's wrong.
That means that the victim can go back and retaliate against every single person, the population that attacker came from?
If an Israeli did it, it would be wrong. If a Palestinian did it, it would be wrong. If a Texan did it, it would be wrong. And that's what's going wrong in this country right now, is we got so many people running around with relative realities that we've forgotten about the simple fact of what's right and what's wrong. We're out of time.
Piers Morgan on his TV show called Uncensored had a debate between Douglas Murray, author of The War on the West, and a Muslim, Cenk Uygur, founder of the Young Turks.
No Israeli of left or right or center believes anymore after October 7th they can live beside Hamas. Hamas has been given Gaza, it was given it in 2006, and they've run Gaza for almost 18 years now. And they've produced a new generation of people whose main aim in life, it seems, according to their textbooks and their classes, is to regard Jews as enemies who should be killed, have been indoctrinated into becoming sociopaths by a psychopathic terror organization, Hamas.
Cenk, you've been listening to that. Is there anything that Douglas said that you agree with?
No, nothing. You want to talk about terrorism? They're dropping 2,000-pound bombs. Every one of those bombs is an act of terrorism. It's Israel doing genocide on the Palestinians right now.
If Israel wanted to commit genocide, I'm sure it could, but it doesn't. And people like you and other pro-Palestinian propagandists have spent years claiming that Israel is committing genocide in the Gaza. By the way, the population of Gaza has grown by 1 million in the last 15 or so years. So if Israel was trying to carry out a genocide, it's either the worst perpetrator of genocide ever or uniquely poor at performing that task. Finally, as for preventing a Palestinian state, it is nonsense that the Israelis have prevented a Palestinian state. They gave them a Palestinian state in 2005 when every Jewish person was ripped from their homes in the Gaza by IDF soldiers. And the Palestinian people were given a state. And what did they do? They voted in Hamas, who then killed their fellow Palestinians, never had another election, and used all the billions of dollars of taxpayer funds from the US, UK, and Europe to build terror tunnels and to enrich themselves so they could live the life of luxury in Qatar. Again and again, because every country that takes in the Palestinians gets terror. It happened in Egypt, it happened in Jordan, it happened in Syria, it happened in Lebanon, it happened in Tunisia.
But Cenk, let me ask you, you want to get rid of Hamas too, as does Douglas, as do I. If you don't do it the way Israel is currently doing it, how else do you do it?
What you do is you do the two-state solution now, and you do it with the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank.
You said we need to push for a two-state solution and give legitimacy to the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority, Fatah, celebrated the 7th of October massacres. If there was an election tomorrow in the West Bank, the reason why there isn't one is because if there was an election tomorrow in the West Bank, Hamas would win. That you only really get animated if the Jews are involved. 1 million Uyghur Muslims in China have been put in concentration camps in the last decade. And people of your ilk never really care about that, do you? Because it's not the Jews doing it, it's the Chinese Communist Party. You get exercised and you rile up what little base you have of malcontents because you're riled up when the Jews do anything. I think you'd claim that there are bombs being deliberately dropped on children and old women. Why would Israel want to drop bombs deliberately on children or old women? The Israelis do an incredibly careful campaign before bombings to try to make sure that civilians are warned to leave areas that are about to be attacked. Nobody wants to rule the Gaza. The Israelis used to be in charge of it. They left, as I say, in 2005 to the last Jew. They were all taken out of their houses. Israel doesn't want to rule the Gaza. Who can rule the Gaza? Hamas clearly cannot because they set it up as a terrorist statelet. The only solution to Gaza that anyone can see is that it has to be a solution which involves multiple players in the region. But there's one kicker to that. None of the Arabs in this region that I'm sitting in care a jot about the Palestinians. They really do not. If they did, for all of their talk, they would have done something. They would not have decided to keep the Palestinians out as they have in country after country. Egypt could open its border with Gaza. It doesn't. The Egyptian border with Gaza is firmer and more closely locked than the Israeli ones. There are Gazan workers who, until the atrocities of October the 7th, every day were going through the Eretz crossings and others to work in Israel and to earn a decent living. Were there workers going in daily into Egypt? No, because the Egyptians don't want Palestinians in their country. So the only solution is a regional one, but I'm afraid in this region there are very few people who care about the Palestinians.
Okay.
We've been listening to a debate over Israel and the Gaza Strip and the future of Palestinians.
There's one very important person who has been left out of this debate, and it's the answer to the entire problem.
That's right. God gave Israel a land, and even much more than the current land Israel now owns. It is God who owns the land and the whole world. So the only solution can be to do what the Lord says, and that's to take control over what God has given to Israel.
That's right. In fact, God owns the people who live there.
And so they need to turn to the Prince of Peace and turn their lives over to Him. Let Jesus reign now, what He will rule over in the millennium and the new earth.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1884, Debate on Israel. That's number 1884, Debate on Israel. You can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. Or you can listen to our programs on issuesineducation.org. Please give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7, "You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, keep praying, and give Him no rest till He establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of all the earth." For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.